Why, thank you, Basil, and good morning to you and Milsey. Bernie Sanders certainly gave Hillary Clinton a run for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination. Yet he faded in the stretch run. Starting today, he's revving up his supporters anew, hoping for a better result as he launches his second White House campaign.
The only way that real change takes place is when millions of people stand up, fight back, and say, enough is enough.
Sanders joins an already crowded and diverse field of candidates. He does have the advantage of strong national name recognition among Democrats, second only to Joe Biden, who is also likely to run. And Sanders will appeal to voters on the progressive political left like no one else. On CBS, he says,
it is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated, because I think it is unacceptable and un-American that we have a president who is a pathological liar, and it gives me no pleasure to say that, but it's true. We have a president who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is doing what no president in our lifetimes has come close to doing, and that is trying to divide us up.
How old's Bernie Sanders?
Well, Milsey, he's 77 now, still an independent senator from Vermont. He promises a liberal agenda that includes everything from Medicare for all to a $15 an hour minimum wage to free college tuition. While Sanders is far ahead of the pack of already announced Democrats, some in his own party remain bitter about 2016. For Milsey and Basil, they accuse Sanders and his followers of damaging Clinton in ways that contributed to her general election defeat by Donald Trump.